Cunninglingus year. 1994 was my year of cunninglingus. I lived to eat pussy, and that was the only thing continually on my mind. Ah, yes, perhaps my mind might wander as a woman passed, and my eyes would light on her breast, perhaps her face or her hair, but each time invariably my focus would move downward. Tight pants were great that year, as through the day a woman's clothes works its way into even the most intimate cracks and crevices. With an appropriately timed gaze, I could see a woman's pussy even if she were fully clothed. Statistically speaking, I had a difficult goal. I mean, there is a percentage of women, albeit a very small percentage, but there is definitely a percentage of women a man like me might approach and ask, "May I fuck you?" And their answer would be, "Yes." Now, consider the percentage of positive responses a man like me might get asking a woman, "May I perform cunninglingus on you?" Yes, the percentage drops, and although a question like this might bring an invitation to kiss another intimate part of her anatomy, you still aren't eating pussy. That is not to say I didn't have opportunities, because I did. There was Sheila, a heavyset woman I met in a bar after work one day. I've always been drawn to the bigger women, so when I saw Sheila at the end of the bar, I could do nothing else but introduce myself. She smiled and actually talked to me, so I planned to buy her enough drinks to get her drunk. Now, like any big person, it took a bit more than usual to get Sheila drunk, but after two trips to the ATM, I was pretty sure she was positively drunk. Of course, when I asked her, "Sheila, may I perform cunninglingus on you?" "Why, of course. I was wondering when you'd ask," she replied, wrapping her arm around me. Shocked as I was at her response, I was ready. I had anticipated leaving the bar to do this, but she simply stood up, shimmied her panties down, and pulled them out from under her dress. Looking around, she quickly lifted her dress, and I slid underneath. It took some doing, but I finally pried her thighs far enough apart and slid my head in. It was too dark to see anything, so I did it all by braille, sliding my tongue in between her labia and pushing it up into her pussy. After tasting her and moving my tongue about inside her, I moved up to her clit. It was a struggle, because just as I thought things were going good, she'd grab my head and pull it closer. I'd then have to fight just to catch my breath. I wrestled with that woman's size, labia, and clit for over 45 minutes, and she never came. When my jaw finally locked and I fell to the floor in pain, I simply had to give up. I sheepishly peered from under her skirt, took a sip of my beer, kissed her goodnight, and left. Fortunately, my saga for 1994 was just beginning. Apparently, Sheila was simply too drunk to realize I did such a lousy job, and considering how long I was down there, she actually figured she must have come 5 or 6 times in that time. In fact, she thought it was so good she told all her friends on the women's wrestling team, who told their friends in the teacup league, who told their friends, and so on and so on. The rest of 1994 was set for me. I had women coming up to me in the street and asking me to perform cunninglingus on them. After I performed it with them, they told their friends, and so on. I must have had cunninglingus with maybe 300 or 400 women. What always confused me is why they kept coming so often. I mean, I was never very good at cunninglingus. The women never came with me. Often they were quite bored. Oddly, the women couldn't bring themselves to believe I could be that bad, especially since Sheila recommended me. In fact, none believed I was that bad. They convinced themselves they expected too much, and they lowered their expectations when a man crawled between their legs. In that year, I single-handedly lowered the bar for cunninglingus everywhere. And so now, just a mediocre performance is hailed as wonderful, and a gifted performer can lick his way to heaven. Of course, for me, I've moved on. And though 1994 is over, I've continued to underwhelm women everywhere I go. So ladies, keep in mind when a stranger approaches and asks, "May I perform cunninglingus on you?" You may have an opportunity to set a new standard in oral sex. Be sure and make the most of it.